Welcome to the Ron's Update podcast, the non-scripted update of my running and biking experiences. I would say training, but that would be a stretch. This is Ron's Update, episode 98. Hello, boys and girls. This is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner, and this is going to be apparently Ron's update number 99.
This is episode 98, dummy.
I'm in my car today. I've got the windows down and the sunroof open. It's about 86 degrees. The sun's out, and I'm just driving. I've got a couple of things in my head to talk about, which who knows if they'll last long. As you know, I ran, I don't know if you do or not, but I ran Peachtree in 67:35, which isn't the fastest time I've ever run, but I checked on Athlinks and it was a minute faster than I did the year before, which I thought was amazing because I thought it was slower. But apparently, I was even slower the year before than I was this year, so that was a plus by a minute. So hopefully next year I can do it even faster. Where I'm at now is I've started training for a half marathon in October. I'd originally planned to run the Allstate 13.1 on October, I think, 6th or 7th, probably the 6th, with Laura here in Atlanta and Brookhaven. But it turns out she has a fishing tournament that weekend, so we've switched our goal half to the Athens half marathon in Athens, Georgia, which is on the 27th. And I may have already told you this previously in the previous podcast. But anyway, we started doing our training using the Galloway run-walk method. And being members of the Atlanta Track Club, got email indicating that we had a free membership in Run Coach until the end of the year, which I decided I would check into and see how it worked, because it is a online coaching program that adjusts based on how you do your workouts. I stopped the recorder while I filled my gas tank up. Anyway, I was talking about that Run Coach program that the Atlanta Track Club offered to us for free for the rest of the year. So I went in and looked at it and signed up. What's interesting is it will automatically load all of your Athlinks results into it, and then you can tell it what you want to base your training on, like where you want to start. So what I did is I had my last 13.1, the Atlanta 13.1, was in 2011. I didn't run any halves last year. So I selected that particular race as to be my start, my base, where I started from, because I ran that race fairly slowly. I only did a 2:29, I think, for the half. So I told Run Coach to use that particular race to base my training on to start with. So that's what I did, and it worked out where my races are going to be, my training runs really, are going to be a little bit faster than what I've been running with Laura doing the run walk, but I think all it boils down to is I have to change my ratio. Like, I've been using a very conservative 30-30 and 1 minute and 30 seconds, where I think I'll probably have to switch to like a 30-second walk and a 2 minute run, or 2.5 minute run and 30 second walk, in order to increase my pace to match what the run coach wants me to do, which is fine. I've been slacking for about 2 years now, so it's time to kind of creep back into a decent training schedule. Easier said than done. When you're used to running slow and easy for a long time, it's hard to go back and start working harder, you know, when you're comfortable and enjoying yourself. So we'll see how it goes. There are some differences. When I put that in, I still end up running 3 days a week, like on my Galloway program, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday long run. But I noticed, like, on my Galloway training schedule out of his training plans book, after I hit 8 miles, 7.5, which was last Sunday, my next Sunday workout would be 8 half miles, do an interval workout. Well, on the run coach program, I would be doing my interval workouts on Tuesday, and basically Tuesdays would be the tempo runs, interval workouts, whatever, a faster run. Thursday would be a maintenance run, and then Sunday would be the long run. And the distances are comparable as far as how far you need to run. The pace is a little bit quicker than what I'd been doing. And I noticed if I did the Galloway half training program for a time goal, the long runs get longer, go up to 17 miles before the half marathon, where if you just use the Galloway program to finish, I think you get up around 14 miles. And if you use the run coach program, I think the longest run is probably around 12 miles. But your pace is faster. So what I've decided I'm going to do is I'm going to use the run coach program with my Galloway run walk and the Galloway recommendations for my long run. Like, on the run coach program, I noticed that it wants me to run my next, well, this last 7.5 mile run I did, program said run between 7 and 8 miles, and my Galloway said 7.5, but it wanted me to do them in 11:06 pace, the 7.5 miles, where Galloway really wants me to run slow for endurance and try to go as slow as 15.5 minutes. So I think I'm going to stick with the Galloway recommendations for the long runs, and then try to do the quicker runs using the run coach. Still using the Galloway run walk, just a faster pace Galloway run walk. Does that make sense? Anyway, that's what I'm up to, and I'm trying to get Laura set up on the same type of schedule, because she's a track club member too, and she can get the free training program from Run Coach. And the good thing is, as we log our runs into the system, it automatically starts adjusting your workouts based on what you've been able to do. So it may, you know, I don't know if it's going to try to push me to go faster or it's going to adjust to what I'm doing in on a Galloway type pace. So we'll see. But anyway, it's a pretty interesting program, and I think it'll work out good. And it's free for the rest of the year, which will give me a whole training cycle in for that half marathon before I have to decide if I want to continue with it. And as a track club member, if we continue using it, we get a discounted membership on that run coach. So, but I don't know what they charge for the year anyway. So we'll see how it goes. I just thought that on this particular Ron's update, I would fill you in on what I'm trying to do here. And it may or may not make sense to anyone, but it does to me. And that's what counts. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm supposed to meet Laura over at Lilburn Park about 4:45 if we don't get the thunder and lightning afternoon like we've been doing, and do a magic mile workout. Interestingly, Run Coach says do a interval workout, and my Galloway program says do the magic mile. So I think we're going to stick with the magic mile. The distances are pretty much the same. It's about 4 miles. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'll let you go for now and talk to you later, okay? Oh, and I'd really appreciate it if somebody would someday send me some comments. I know that Alexandra in the UK does. She's the only person I have ever received any comments. Well, I can't say that. Abuela Runs has sent me some comments too, Tim, from up in Chattanooga, but not as many as Alexandra. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.